can always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Schiemann and Schepp on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Schiemann and Schepp, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. It is a Thursday, the 3 o'clock hour. I am here in Estero, Pete Shepard in Bonita. We got Rick Church spinning the stacks of wax on the other side of the glass instead of Chris. Chris will be back tomorrow, by the way, but Rick is very able-bodied and doing a great job.
Got a few texts during the break about the phones. Day 10.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. We're going to do what we'd like to do at 3 o'clock on Thursday. Thirsty Nick has called in on the hotline, which still works. And I will have some breaking news on the other side of Thirsty Nick's sports quiz, but without any further delay, let's bring on Thirsty Nick on a Thursday. How are you?
Thirsty Nick.
Hey, guys, where's the slacker at? Where's Chris?
A couple of personal days. He'll be back tomorrow.
All right. How you guys doing?
We are good. Great. How is your Memorial Day weekend?
Well, right now I'm trying to assemble a treadmill, and it's about 100,000 pieces.
Yeah, you got to buy those intact. You pay the extra $40 and have it assembled.
Hire somebody. Oh, it's worth it. Hire somebody.
I agree with Pete on this.
I've been on it for 4 hours. I'm in it too deep now, boys.
All right, man. Well, you go for it. All right. We eagerly await your quiz this week. I know. I think Rick has the quiz music on standby. Are you ready?
All right. Yeah, I'm ready, boys. Let's do it.
Let's fire it up.
All right.
This is a quiz.
Welcome back, boys and girls, to another exciting episode of the Thirsty Thursday Quiz. I'm your host, Thirsty Nick, on the Schiemann and Shepherd program with Rick Church behind the glass.
Yeah.
Today's topic is NFL Hall of Famers by their jersey number.
Oh.
Okay.
So every Hall of Famer is assigned a primary jersey number that they wore for the majority of their career.
Yes.
In terms of their primary jersey number, only one number from 1 to 19 has never been the primary number of a Hall of Famer. Can you name that number?
Okay.
Wow. Never 1 to 19?
1 to 19. Never been in the Hall of Fame yet as a primary number. Let's see. Warren Moon was 1.
Really?
So there's one. Has there been a number two in the Hall of Fame?
Yep. I think Curly Lambeau has number one, too.
Okay.
If I remember the Packers
Hall
of Fame.
You are correct, Pete.
Okay.
Yep.
There's got to be a 3, 4, 5. Brett Favre's a 4.
I think Thorpe was 3.
Okay.
That's one guy I know that was a 3.
Let's see, working backward, Johnny Unitas was 19, right? I'm just going to throw one out here in the interest of... how about... let's see, Dan Marino's 13.
1 to 19? You're thirsty, Nick? 1 to 19, there's
yep.
Yeah. How about the number...
Wow.
17.
No, sorry, not 17.
17, I know one guy wore 17, one of my favorite receivers of all time. He's Harold Carmichael.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why I got that wrong. Yeah. All right. You might as well take a guess.
I don't know. I'll say, I don't know. I'll go 9. I don't know.
Close. It's 6. No NFL Hall of Famer has ever worn 6 as their primary number.
Really? Okay.
Yep. Now, this one might be a little bit tougher.
Okay.
There's only 3 numbers from 1 to 99. That have never been worn in any capacity by any Hall of Fame player. Can you name one of those 3?
Well,
and I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
One of those numbers is likely to change very soon.
All right. Now, do we get credit for 6?
I mean, well, 6 has been worn as a secondary number.
I got you. All right.
Let me think. Let's see. How about... I'll spitball. I'm going to go 90s here. Hi. 97?
97 is one of them. Nice job.
Good job,
wow.
Pete Shepard.
That was kind of a guess. I think I was going to go 98 next, but.
All right.
Craig, you want to guess one of them? Or
I'm going to guess 29.
No, the 3 numbers are 69, 90, and 97. And Julius Peppers is very likely to get in very soon with number 90.
Yes. Okay. All right,
here we go. Which jersey number was the primary number for the most Hall of Famers? So this number has been worn by more Hall of Famers than any other jersey numbers. And I'll give you a hint. 9 players wore this number.
I'm going to guess number 12 right off the bat.
No.
I'm going to guess. I think you're close, Craig. How about, let's see. It's a gift. How about 16?
No, guys, you got to go a little higher than that. It was number 81. 9 players have worn number 81.
A lot of wide receivers getting in the hall, huh? Okay, all right.
And second place is number 80 with 8 players. Yeah, so a lot of wide receivers in there.
Wow, okay. Very interesting. Fun fact.
Wow.
All right, here's the last one for you. This one's a little bit of a goofy one. What is the only jersey number in the Hall of Fame that is not between 1 and 99?
Oh, I know this.
That's, double zero.
Double zero. It's Otto for the
Graham.
Browns.
Otto Graham.
Otto Graham, yeah.
Double zero. Yes, sir. Yep. You guys got it.
All right, we got 2 right. Pete got 1 right.
Nice
we
got the
last. All right, very good.
3 right, yeah.
Thirsty Nick, thank you very much. Stellar work as always.
I always appreciate you guys having me on. I love the show. I'm going to listen while I mess around with this treadmill. And as always, guys, see you next Thursday.
Good luck with that.
You got no chance. Hire somebody. Otherwise, I don't want you to hurt yourself when you turn the thing on and you can't shut it off.
Right.
You'll be like George. You'll be like George Jetson in the cartoon. Jade, stop this crazy
thing. That's right. It's a good analogy.
Later.
All right, see you later. Right. Bye-bye. All right.
You think he knows who George Jetson is?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got to.
I think so. I don't know how young some of these guys. I forget.
That's true. All right, we have some breaking news.
Can I guess the sport, possibly?
Go ahead.
Is it boxing?
No.
Oh, because I have more breaking news. Okay, good.
Breaking news! The Sheeman and Shepherd Show. And we got to write this on a sticky pad. At 8 minutes past 3 o'clock...
Don't say it. Do we really?
May 28th, 2020. We have phones. We have phones.
We have phones.
Phones are back. Rick, can I hear a dial tone? Just punch one up randomly. I don't care. Oh, my word.
It moved.
The sweet noise of a dial tone.
Holy cow.
10 shows, 240 hours. All right, I'm taking the rest of the day off. You, the callers, you're doing the rest of the show.
Whatever you want.
Open lines, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
We can play Wikipedia today,
we
too,
can.
Right?
We can. By the way, today is Ian Fleming's birthday. We're going to do some James Bond trivia.
Oh, love that. Also, I believe, National Hamburger Day.
Yes, it is. And I believe 2 years ago, somebody in the audience hooked us up with burgers at the end of the show.
You are correct. And since I'm not there, I'm sure it might happen again. Why not? Yeah. Yes, you're absolutely right. It was at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. So, yeah, it's a National Burger Day. What else is it? It is not a lot going on today. It's also National Brisket Day. Not bad, huh? All right. A lot of good food day. All right, yeah, I'm absolutely serious as a heart attack. Open phones, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
239 said Jim Otto, Oakland Raiders Center. What do we think? We said Otto Graham. I know it was Otto. I know Otto was the double zero.
Said Otto Graham. What did he say it was?
Jim Otto of Oakland.
Jim
I also
Otto.
Think, I'm pretty sure there's a zero in the Hall of Fame. I can't remember who it was, but I don't know. Thirsty Nick might have been off on a couple of those questions.
Oh, really?
I would check number 16 again. Because I thought I saw something on NFL Network, and it's amazing how he does these quizzes. But I watch a lot of NFL Network, and they throw, you know, they have these games of, they do all these stats on the scroll a lot of times. And I swear to God, last month or recently, I saw something with number 16 being the most worn number in the NFL, in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I could be wrong, but I thought there were at least 9 guys that wore 16.
We'll
see.
All right. Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Something I haven't been able to say in 10 days. Our first caller in 2 weeks, Evan in Fort Myers. How are you, sir?
Evan.
Welcome back, boys.
Thank you. How are you?
Hang on a second. Hang on. Okay. Hang on. McFly. Wow, testing.
Your mic is fine.
Oh, that's great.
All right, Evan, let it rip. Open forum. What's on your mind?
All right, so I'm a Cowboy fan.
Yes, sir.
I'm sick and tired of this Dak Prescott contract stuff.
Yes.
So is it he's being unrealistic, or is it the Cowboys just being unrealistic?
Him. He is. I think.
Well, what do you think? He's been offered reportedly $175 million with probably close to $100 million guaranteed money. What do you think?
Well, I think it's him and his agent. And I think that the Cowboys thought they had a deal at the beginning of last year. Mm-hmm. He got off to that hot start. And then when they went to Miami, things started going bad.
Yeah.
And it just never happened.
Well, what do you think now that you guys went and signed Andy Dalton? I mean, that's an interesting wrinkle.
I don't think that is nothing. I mean, you look at the money. Follow the money in anything. He's getting, what, $3 or $4 million?
Yeah.
That's just a shrewd move for a backup that the Cowboys haven't had since Kyle Orton.
That's
true. That's fair.
But I think you can argue Andy Dalton's a little better. Like, I know some people don't like him, but he's better than your average backup.
I love Dalton as a backup.
Yeah.
But I don't think he has any bearing on the future position other than...
Well, if Dak never signs, you've got a starting quarterback that steps in without missing a beat, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So, quarterback's position's fine. It's just Dak's got to get realistic here and sign his contract. Hopefully, it's a four-year deal. And here's another thing I want to ask.
Yes.
Yeah, 4 years.
Say he wants the four-year deal so he can get back in...
He wants 5 years, but he wants it backloaded on the free. He wants $45 million guaranteed instead of $35 million in the final year.
I'm hearing that's all disputed. That's just Chris Sims throwing that out there.
No,
anyway,
it's not just
here's
Chris
my
Sims.
Question.
Yep.
Say he wants the four-year deal. The Cowboys wants the five-year deal because traditionally they like to spread that bonus over the whole 5 years, right?
Yeah.
So say he doesn't sign it, and he gets his one-year contract this year, the franchise deal.
Yes.
And then they say, okay, we give you the four-year deal next year. They're still getting a five-year deal, are they not?
They might even consider franchising him a second year in a row and have to pay 20% more.
And then another,
well, that would be.
And then a four-year deal, and it's a six-year deal. So Dak is hurting himself by not just go ahead, signing his contract, and getting the clock started.
Well, maybe, but he's also been told that a lot of people feel this way, is that the franchise tag is, quote-unquote, your friend.
Yeah, right.
You know, so
as long
he's going to
get
his money.
He's
going to get his money one way or the other.
Appreciate the call,
he's going to get it somewhere along the way. And right now, I can't wait for July 15th. If he hasn't signed by that time, it's going to get really interesting.
Absolutely. In case you're just tuning in, we have phones. They're back. Open phones now. 239-337-ESPN. Here's Barry in Fort Myers. Barry, how you been?
Barry.
Pretty good. Pretty good. The last time I called into your guys' show, I was a contestant, and I did terrible because it was rush hour at Gladiolus and 41. I was trying, and I couldn't concentrate on anything you guys were asking me, so I think I got one crush question almost right.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress. What I wanted to talk about was how they could bring baseball back and how it would be not only what they should do to bring it back this year, but what I think baseball could do to bring interest back to the game like it used to be. So here's my idea.
Okay.
Right. Twice a week, each team plays in a 4-team round robin tournament instead of playing 4-game series against one team. So they play a round robin tournament with a loser's bracket. If you lost the first game, you would go to the loser's bracket, and then you play the loser's bracket. And then the winners would have to play, if the losers made it through, they would have to win two in a row to win the tournament. And then they give them points based on their wins and losses in these tournaments. And they do like the whole season like that. That way you can have four teams in one spot, and you only have to, and you could do this throughout Florida or wherever you want to do it. And then at the end of the year, and you do it divisionally, you do it You know, you bring all, what would really be cool, you bring all the Ohio teams together, all the, you know, the Chicago, Ohio teams together, you know, Illinois, Ohio teams together for tournaments.
Do you think that would bring all the younger viewers back to the game? Do you think that would do it? I'm not so sure.
Here's what I'm saying. The reason it would do it, if they decided to ever do this, they could have, a 4-day event where people could buy tickets for the whole 4-day event, and included in that, the kids get to come to a workshop with the players and the stars from all the different teams, and they could bring the kids back to the game.
Well, it sounds a little bit like the college baseball format.
It's an interesting theory. It's not going to work in the major leagues.
Thanks, Barry. No. I appreciate the
phone
call.
Thanks, Barry. I appreciate it.
Look, he's trying. He's trying.
I agree.
He's thinking outside the box, man.
I agree.
Pandemic.
I give you kudos for it. I give absolute kudos for it. I understand, but, I mean, you can't get the Players Association to play a doubleheader. You can't get them to play more than 15 days in a row sometimes if there's a scheduled day off. I mean, you're asking a lot. I mean, really, yes. You're asking a lot.
It is a glorious day. We have phones back, so open phone line. Whatever you want to talk about here, 239-337-ESPN. Here's Joe in Fort Myers wants to comment on Cam Neely, the soundbite we played last hour. Yeah. Joe, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys, I'm doing great, but I apologize because when I heard the teaser, you know, I went in the store, got some gas, and I come out, and I was waiting for it, but I never got it. So what's the deal? The NHL, I know, is starting up. Why does Neely feel like the Bruins might be getting screwed here?
Well, I think he's in the first part of it. We could play the soundbite again. I mean, the second part of it, he said, you know, buddy, but these are trying times, blah, blah, blah. I think a lot of team presidents that are in the first four probably feel like he does, as far as, well, you know, we worked so hard, we had this amount of points, and now we can't be the ones. It's, you know, everybody's in the same boat. He kind of redeemed himself the second part of the statement where he said, look, but these are trying times, and just to get back out on the ice is something, and yada, yada, yada.
Joe, I'll play you the comment right now. Here it is. Here was Cam Neely. We played it a little while ago.
You know, obviously a little disappointed with what the team was able to accomplish the first 70 games, and then the kind of the point spread that we had between not only the teams in the league, but the teams in our division or conference. So, you know, to kind of maybe have three games dictate where we fall in the conference standings is somewhat disappointing, but you know, the fact remains, these are uncharted times for everybody, and we're just hoping we can eventually get back on the ice and play meaningful hockey games.
The first part of that all just means, you know, because the Bruins had the most points, 100, they're going to win the President's Trophy. They would have had home ice throughout the entire playoffs, so that's all. And now they're going to have to, now it's going to be reseeded after the little round robin. But that's, look, you know, that's too bad.
I understand all that. But I mean, hockey fans want hockey, okay?
Yep.
So I don't care what it takes to get them back on the ice. Yeah. And, you know, fend for yourselves, do what you can. You know, it definitely is a different time right now, but people want to see them playing hockey.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the phone call.
Yep.
All right. Phones are back. It's time for Pittsburgh Brian. Brian, how are you?
Brian, what's up?
It's like we're at a reunion now.
It is. It's glorious to hear your voice again.
Hey, guys, update me on what your thoughts are, or if you can play Nostradamus on college football.
Yes.
Do you think will they, if they even don't invite the kids back to campus? I just want you to hear your perspective.
I think we're going to have a season. I think it might even be a full season. Obviously, and I'm not going to rule out no fans, but I'm going to wait to see the NFL. I think they're going to lead the way on bringing fans back slowly but surely. But I'm still fairly optimistic. I'm hearing more presidents and ADs saying, yeah, we're getting students back in. We're bringing athletes back here like next week to start working out. So I'm optimistic. You are too, aren't you, Pete?
I think it's happening. And if Michigan and all, they kind of changed their tune yesterday too after Michigan State came out and said that they're bringing their students back. And Michigan, you know, last weekend said, the president said, we're not going to play in the Big Ten. They're going to play. There's too much money. There is just simply too much money They are going to play. Now, if one or two schools in one of these Power Five conferences actually says we're not going to do it, you know what the conference is going to, they've already, most of the conference commissioners have said, fine, you don't play, then that's fine. We'll be fine without you.
That's right.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to. I think you alluded to the money. I mean, as we all know, football balances the budget, if not puts them back into the, you know, the black.
Yep.
Absolutely does.
Critical. Critical.
Yep, absolutely does.
Thank you guys for the update.
All right, it's great to hear your voice. Thank you very much. It's great to hear all of you. Our phones are back. Give us a call. Open topic today, 239-337-ESPN. You guys have had bottled up opinions for 2 weeks now. Love to hear from you.
Couple of we have more calls. Let me get
you
want
to do
what
your
I,
breaking news that you had also.
Well, a little bit. It's not, but this is interesting.
Can I do the sounder again?
No, you don't have to.
Okay.
CES Boxing, which is a New England based promotional company,
yes,
has publicly offered Mike Tyson $1 million, also a percentage of a closed circuit, and $200,000 to a Tyson approved charity for Tyson to fight journeyman heavyweight Giuseppe Angelo Cusumano in a traditional boxing match.
Tyson's going to have his pick of orders, because I saw over the weekend it was either $10 million or $20 million he was offered to do another fight, quote-unquote, for charity. He's got this fight you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
He was at a WWE event?
I believe he was, yeah.
And got into a little, probably an acted, scripted, a little fake scrum. Was that yesterday? I saw a video of
it. Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, I'll get to the story in a second. Yeah, but yeah, there was a fake. Of course it was fake. WWE.
We all want to see Tyson back in the ring, even if he's 55 years old.
Yep. He'll come back. I got a feeling it's going to happen.
But his videos he's posting are, he's just lightning quick still. He's still got it.
Yeah.
I don't know if he could stand in there for 3 rounds or 6 rounds and take it, but. All right, let's go back to the phones, right. Unless you got something else there.
Well, I was going to say, just real quick, because it's unfortunate the 124th Boston Marathon has been canceled, yes, thanks to Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. And a couple of things. This is interesting. All participants who originally registered for the April 20th event will be offered a refund for their fully entry fee associated with the race and will have the opportunity to participate in the virtual Boston Marathon, which can be run anytime between September 7th and the 14th. The BAA will offer a series of virtual events and activities throughout September's Marathon Week to bring the Boston Marathon experience to the world. It will include exclusive panel discussions, champions interviews, and a downloadable toolkit with signature race elements. So, but I think Mayor Walsh should have just waited until at least July, reevaluated, and then made the decision. But
I agree. This is way too premature.
I think it's dumb.
All right, let's go back to the phones at 239-337-ESPN. Jake in the Cape, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, fellas. How's it going, guys?
Good. Glad what's
to get
happening?
Your phones back.
Yeah, it's going better now.
10 days. Only took 10 days.
That's right.
Yeah. Thanks, COVID. Anyway, so I want to piggyback on the last guy, what he was saying about college football. Let's say I'm a Buckeye fan. So let's say the Big Ten comes back. Ohio State's playing. That's $100 million they need.
Uh-huh.
So you know they're going to play. But say like a Rutgers and a Northwestern, you know, they opt out.
Yeah.
Right.
So do we have to tow the financial load for their because we split our money and we share our money?
Well, that's a good question. And I'm not sure how it's going to come about. Again, I don't anticipate that, but it's a good question. I think that applies to every Power Five conference, and even the non Power Five conferences too, to be honest with you. But it's going to be interesting because what would happen though if they weren't even on the schedule? If they weren't even on the schedule, though, they might not even be on the schedule. They might not even have a full schedule.
Yeah, I question how everything works because the Big Ten Network distributes like $25 million to each school at the end of the year. Do you get a share if you don't play? That's a great question.
With Rutgers being in New Jersey, you know, and they got hit so hard, are they going to want to come back?
Hey, look, your biggest question is Michigan and Michigan State. Seriously, there's a chance that they don't play, but you guys carry on with the rest of the
Michigan,
Big Ten schedule.
That's Michigan wanting the money and still not playing us again. Ass-handed to them.
That hurts.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
All right, Jake, you too. Let's go
Just remember this quick little stat. Time it took the Lord to create the earth, 7 days.
Yeah.
Time to get our phone lines back, 10.
Our phones are just as important. Jason in Punta Gorda, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Hey, Jason.
I was going to make a comment. Two things about Mike Tyson. One, if you ever have the chance, go on YouTube. Him and Dennis Rodman did a podcast together. and I guess go back years, and that was pretty good read, but or good watch and listen. But my question is, do you think if Tyson would have came back after he got out of prison and MMA was as big as it was then, if he would have got into it, how good do you think he would have been?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think a boxer's a boxer and an MMA guy's an MMA guy. I think it's hard to see them cross over.
But, man, I would have loved to have seen a heavyweight battle, you know, kind of, you know, like what they did with McGregor.
Yeah.
Only on a heavyweight battle, you know, the boxer versus the fighter.
Could you imagine Tyson in his prime against Brock Lesnar in his prime?
Yeah, that could be, that would be spectacular. No doubt. Well, one way or the other, I think we're going to see Mike Tyson in the ring at his age of 55. I think there's no doubt about it. Jason, good to hear your voice. Thank you for the call.
Roger Goodell said on a conference call that the NFL continues to prepare for an on-time start to the season, but will be prepared to adjust if needed. League won't let coaches into facilities unless all teams can. The virtual offseason has been extended another 2 weeks. But then I just heard, you know, Kevin Seifert reported from ESPN that Roger Goodell of the league is hopeful that coaches can be allowed back into the team facilities as early as next week. Currently, teams that have opened their facilities have only been able to bring back non-field personnel.
Hmm. All right. Very good. Mm. I've got to take this phone call before the break.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, Art the Bills fan, welcome to the show. It's good to hear you again. How are you?
What's up, Art?
Doing great. How's it going, boys?
Fantastic. Well. The pastrami ribs you delivered were the best thing I've ever put in my mouth. Unbelievable. My wife is like, we've got to have them cater family events now. You got our business, man. It was fantastic. Now, Pete got screwed. He didn't get any. But they were so unbelievable.
I knew they would be. I knew they would be. I just dream about them. I don't know. Nobody takes care of me
at
all.
That's the reason for my call. Now, Chris lives in Naples, right?
No, he's up at Fort Myers.
Oh.
But Friday he left for Private Island, Fantasy Island out there past Captiva.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Chris gets a pass. Now, Craig, okay.
Yes.
You're in Estero. Nobody could hike to Bonita.
He passes my exit every day.
I'm the one that lives in Naples. I could have passed.
Come on. Well, you've gone for hours looking for a beach parking spot. You can't get a slab of ribs.
This is true. Listen, I left here that day like a kid on Christmas morning with my rack of ribs. I just went
rack
home.
And
then here's
Chris
the deal.
Took
no,
my rack.
I
Chris
had
took
one.
Them.
Chris had both pans. He had his and Pete's.
My God.
And I assumed I wasn't even. Look, I was a narcissist. I was only thinking of myself. And then afterward, I come back the next day. I'm like, wait a minute. What happened to that extra rack? Because Pete's not here. And Chris says he has them and they're in his refrigerator. He claims he didn't eat them yet.
No, he said he froze them for a later date. Did he? Which, yeah.
The good news is I have some and we can do it either way. If you want, text me privately. I'll meet at a guard shack or Benson's or wherever you want to meet. It doesn't matter.
All right.
I know Bonita pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll make sure you get your rack. I felt so bad. I thought for sure, well, somebody's going to go by Bonita. I mean, Estero and Bonita.
Everybody goes by my exit. Well, you know, they don't want to drive the 7.5 miles east down Bonita Beach Road because mine is the last complex.
But I felt bad. But I'm glad those that got them enjoyed them and. You know,
do you play golf, Art? Do you play golf? Do you play golf?
Haven't in a long time. Last one I played was Old Cypress. No, not Old Cypress. Old Corkscrew. Oh my God.
Oh, you need two boxes of balls.
Yeah, and then
I
do a little golf here and there.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I see a deal coming together. I'm around a golf.
I'm an old country club chef. I know a lot of courses I can get you on too.
Oh,
nice.
This is becoming more and more of a symbiotic relationship every day.
I feed the golf pros and their staff, so they love. So yeah, a lot of courses.
All right.
Boys. Thanks for the show, and I'm glad the phone.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Art. All right, that's fantastic.
So we're symbiotic. So we're like the big great white, and or the whale shark, and then the Art is like the little fish eating the plankton off of our gills.
No, no.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not. No.
It's symbiotic?
Well, that is an example of a symbiotic relationship. It works for both sides. You know, you can help you out with some golf and some food. And so anyway, that's fantastic. All right.
Oh, real quick. Here's another thing, and we love this, and every market should love this. The NFL has relaxed the, quote, single header protection rule. Up to four times per year.
What does that mean?
So another game may be televised in a given market at the same time
the
local team is playing a game in its home stadium. That means we should have four games every single week, at least four times a year. It's no more doubleheader day on CBS and single on Fox and vice versa. We should have many weeks of four games minimum locally.
That's fantastic.
Yes,
we've got
that's
more
the
football.
Best thing.
We've got telephones. 239-337 ESPN.
You got it all.
You've got Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a glorious Thursday. We have our phones back. Took all phone calls last segment. Got some text still coming in. Green Falcon says, now I'm eagerly awaiting Otis to call in. Another Nick says, tell Chris he can come back to work now because the phones are back on. that's fantastic. Yeah, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Open phone topics, whatever you want. We're making up for lost time over the last 10 days.
Holy my goodness, unbelievable. Really is.
Yeah, I'm giddy with excitement.
It moved again.
Yeah, a lot of moving. So that means we could play Wikipedia with actual listeners today instead of you versus Rick. Sorry, Rick. I guess you're out.
Yeah, I ain't such great news for me now, is it?
Now Rick's got to answer all the phones.
All of a sudden, I got to pay attention in the studio. I don't get to play Wikipedia.
Rick was living the life of luxury the past couple times in here with no phones. Didn't have to answer anything. Now, keep him busy at 239-337-ESPN. This will help you on your shows on the weekend, the golf show, the fishing show, right? I mean, seriously, man. It's all good.
Yes, it is all good.
All right.
I jest.
You jest. All right. Where were we? I got lost there for a moment.
No, we're at the NFL relaxing its single-header protection rule, which is fantastic. It means up to four times per year, another game can be televised in a given market at the same time as the local team is playing a game in its home stadium. So that means we should have four games, two on CBS and two on Fox every single Sunday.
There's almost no reason to get the Sunday ticket now. Because between that and watching the Red Zone on the NFL Network, I mean, seriously, you got it all. Which is also good because the Buccaneers had so many 4 o'clock games and primetime games too. That's going to open up even more spots for
interesting
out of market games.
Absolutely will.
Oh, this is shaping up to be a glorious season.
Oh yeah,
I was worried about it for a while. I think it's going to happen. Speaking of football, Rick, we had a lot of football sound I wanted to get to here. First of all, we have some J.J. Watt. Couple things. J.J. Watt has been talking his kind of being about time for his contract to be up, but he didn't want a new one yet. This is very different from the player of today. You know, he's been hurt a lot and he wants to prove himself and all that. But first of all, here's the first cup of JJ Watt. He just wants to win.
Winning cures that. Winning is what brings with it. And I understand the fans want to get past what we've gotten past. I want to get past what we've got where we've been. That's the whole goal. That's literally why I wake up, go work out, put in the time, put in the effort, put my body through this. I mean, if that wasn't my goal, I wouldn't keep doing this after these injuries. I would have shut it down a long time ago. But the goal is to bring this city a championship. And that is why we are putting in the work that we do. And so I want that fun. I want that energy. I want that excitement. I want all the fans to be with us moving towards that. And because I've seen it and I know what that feels like and I know how great it is. So that's my goal, is for that to happen.
Now, that leads us to the next point. Your coach, Bill O'Brien, who's also the general manager, and he was asked about all the criticism that O'Brien has been taking from the media. Here was his response.
In terms of the internet and the fans and things like that, I mean, I see everything just like you see everything. I mean, I'm not my head's not in the sand. I know exactly what's going on in the world. And I think that, you know, when I first got here, my first few years in the league, that's when we went to the playoffs for the first time ever. We won our first playoff game, and it was unbelievably exciting. I mean, the fans were just, it was incredible. I mean, the energy, the excitement, the passion, just everything was there. And I think that our fans have that passion. They have that excitement. They want to put it into this team and this organization. And I think that we have to win. I think that's what it comes down to. Is
so you win, and the noise from Bill O'Brien goes away. By the way, I was there.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's how it works. I don't know if you knew that in New England. That's how it works. That's how it works.
Kick it out.
I was at that playoff game, that first ever one in franchise history. It was against Cincinnati. In fact, Andy Dalton was, you know, come. He's from Katy, Texas, right outside of Houston. He comes back home. He's leading the Bengals in the playoff game. And as you know, Bengals don't win playoff games. That place is about as loud as I've ever heard any place ever. The fans are dying for a winner there. I want to get back to his comment about his contract. He got 2 years left on his deal. Some superstars would start renegotiating now. But remember, he alluded to it in his first soundbite. He's been hurt a lot. We know he can do it. He's got the ability. But can he stay on the field? Here's his response on getting a new deal.
I fully understand and respect the situation that I'm in at the moment and what's happened in the past few years. So I'm not going to sit here and demand anything because I'm going out there to prove what I'm worth. And I believe that's the right situation for everybody. I think if I went back and asked for an extension, more money, anything right now, I think that would be the wrong move. And so I'm just going out there and trying to prove my worth and to help this team win games and do everything that I can to earn and make sure that these people know that I'm worth it.
I don't have a bad thing to say about this guy. I don't. I, you know, I lived in Houston when he was at his peak. He could run for mayor if he wanted to. He raised $30 million for hurricane relief by himself, and the guy gives everything he has. Yeah, he's been hurt a lot the past couple of years, but and I like his approach here. He's already making quarterback money. He got a $100,000 deal back when he was like 2-3-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year. So, I like how he's going to sit back and try and perform.
That's all I can. What else are you supposed to do? I mean, I don't know what people want him to say.
Yeah.
Oh, he's injury prone. All right, a lot of guys are.
Yeah.
Guy's a great player.
Yep.
Guy's a great player on the field. Getting more texts about still from about Art the Bill Span on our text line.
Oh yeah, what happened? What's going on?
239 says, "What the hell are pastrami ribs?" Well, he makes them from scratch. He's a chef. He makes it from scratch, and I knew they sound delicious. A pastrami rib is exactly what it is. It's just how long you cure the meat.
Right.
Fantastic. Peach Kryptonite says it'd be a slap in the face if you met to pick up the ribs at like Johnny Malloy's parking lot. Well, I wouldn't do that. I've been to Johnny's last week. I wouldn't go to a restaurant to pick up ribs that Chris stole from me where I cannot feed my family, meaning me, my wife, and probably a little bit to the dog.
No, you don't want to give that to
the
dog.
Country Sucks on the text line says church is exceptionally better than Chris at Bumper Music. As you just heard, that was Steely Dan he came back with, right? Reeling in the Years?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
If you can ever go to see Steely Dan, go. I've never have. They don't tour very often, right? If I'm not mistaken. They very rarely have they perform concerts.
Yeah, and they won't anymore, Pete, because just about a year ago, passed away. Steely Dan was really two guys. It was Donald Fagen and Walter Becker passed away.
Oh,
that's going to be hard to tour.
Well, sometimes you can replace, you know there's been groups that I agree with their sound. It's a little different. I agree with you.
Yeah. And I mean, they had tons of studio musicians and touring musicians, but Steely Dan consistently was just two guys. So I can't imagine Donald Fagen would use that name with anyone else. But
I hear you. Coco Puff says on the text line, Stony Brook Golf Club text line. No, speaking of football, you guys are a Bucks affiliate. I need two tickets to the Bucks Packers for my mom's birthday. Yeah, we are a Bucks affiliate. And I'm sure you'll have an opportunity to win. Maybe, I don't know about that game, but something might be. We'll see.
We'll even see if fans are in the stands yet. I mean,
let's wait and see.
Tap the brakes on that. Although the prices I thought were very reasonable, to be honest, when they started putting out their packages.
You can get $1,400 for season tickets.
Yeah, yeah. It's not bad.
Nope.
All right, coming up, we'll still hear from Mike McCarthy on Dak Prescott and Baker Mayfield looking ahead to the season. Also, speaking of NFL football, the greatest games in NFL history presented by Affordable Air and Heat continue tonight. The 2006 AFC Championship game between Tom Brady's Patriots and Peyton Manning's Colts. The greatest games in NFL history, 8 o'clock tonight. Brought to you by Affordable Air and Heat. We are affordable online at affordableairconditioningandheating.com. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Check out whatever ridiculous Twitter poll we're running at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Now it's Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.
Oh, old Bruce. This Rosalita?
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Oh, crank it up.
And the Boss.
I think one of his most underrated hits. Oh, fantastic.
It's all right.
Oh, such a great song. Long song, too. Right, Rick? It's about 7 minutes long, huh?
Yeah, it sure is.
Unfortunately, we only have a few minutes in this short segment. Sorry, guys.
Well, you just don't like Bruce.
He's okay.
Yeah, if it were like, Riders on the Storm, 7 minutes, he'd be okay with that.
7:02.
That's
exactly,
fine.
Yes.
I would be okay with that, too.
That'd be fantastic.
I think the shortest, it's too bad that Morrison, when he wrote Touch Me, didn't make the song longer. That song should be like triple. It's too short. It's a great song.
2 minutes and 12 seconds, I believe.
It's too short.
Yeah, all Doors songs are either 2 minutes or eight minutes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, used to be that way, too.
Two minutes or they're a two-hour drunken bender on the stage that they recorded live. Yeah. I just saw on the TV, again, I keep seeing the Lance Armstrong thing. His 30 for 30 was this past weekend, right?
I didn't see it.
Is it a two-parter?
I don't know. I have no desire. I just don't. It doesn't interest me at all. I really don't.
After the country came off of 10 episodes over 5 weeks of Michael Jordan, and then they throw the Lance Armstrong one, the ratings were not good. They did not. They did not get even a million people watched it on Sunday night. And I mean, this guy used to be a hero, and I don't think he's that liked. Plus, I think we probably had some Michael Jordan Last Dance fatigue. That's my guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And it was Memorial Day weekend. People had other things to do. But it did not. Did it surprise you? It did not do well. I wasn't hyped up. I did not make an appointment to watch it. I didn't care that much, to be honest with you.
I think it's cycling, and nobody cares on the whole.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just it's an interesting sort of story. I mean, someday when, you know, I'm not playing golf or something else. I mean, it's absolutely when I have nothing else to do, maybe I'll download it and watch it. But no desire. Yeah, I really don't.
What's their next one they got coming out of the box? Is it Bruce Lee?
No, that's the one about the Sterling for the Clippers.
Oh, that's the next one they're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's supposed to come out soon. Stony Brook text line, Craig and Rick. Boomer says, just got home today. Miss Otis? Nope. Otis is probably working. By the way, it's thunder and lightning here, but international pretty good. So if I get knocked off, you'll know why. Gator, Green Falcon. I'm not a huge Springsteen fan, but I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
Rick's bumper music does crush Chris's. Red said, your age demographic has gone up 10 years with the music this week. Ha ha.
Is that good or bad?
That's good.
That's good, right?
This is interesting from Brooke from Not Sales. Stilly Dan, interesting story. They were in studio, Perfectionist, live. They had to overcome Fagan's shyness, and they did. Well, and that's the same. I don't know if you probably know this, Rick, too, but Van Morrison the same way. Van Morrison, I've seen once, except I was pissed off because the only song he did not sing.
Brown Eyed Girl?
Was Brown Eyed Girl.
Oh, that's outrageous.
The only song he didn't sing.
That's outrageous.
But he opened up for Bob Dylan. But Van Morrison also had a severe, I think it still does, severe case of stage fright.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys, he sounded great on stage, but you don't get the stories, you don't get a lot of movement. It's just, it's a marvelous night for a moving day. I should have been a singer.
Maybe not so much.
Yeah, I think so. The public says yes. Uh-huh. But my man Otis, I know, guys, I guess he'll get away. My Otis is probably working.
Otis is working until at least 5 o'clock. He usually calls at 5, 5:30. Just let the man work.
Yeah. The man breathe,
for
God's
sake. The people
are
clamoring for Otis to call in. Throw in a Harry Carey and we'll roll. We got phones again today. It's fantastic.
Took 10 days. Like I said earlier, 7 days for the Lord to create the world. We get phone lines out for 10 days.
Well, you were called out on technicality.
Yeah, I was
actually
gonna say,
the Lord did it in 6 days.
Six. All right. Six and a day of rest on seven. That's true. That's true. That's true.
That's true.
So maybe the phones were fixed yesterday and the engineers were just resting on the last day.
So once again, though, the NFL, this is great news today, has further relaxed the single header protection rule. So it works like this. Prohibits, say, like Fox from airing a game in New York City while the Jets are playing on CBS, even if Fox had the double header.
Yeah. All right.
So that's good. So markets will now be permitted to break that rule up to four times this year. It was two times last year. And I never thought the rule made a whole lot of sense in modern TV anyway, right?
Right.
It really didn't.
Very annoying.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk some more NFL. I still got Mike McCarthy's thoughts on Dak not signing with the Cowboys. And Matt Nagy taking maybe a shot at Mitchell Trubisky. And Matt Herney, did he make a mistake in cutting Cam Newton? So a lot of NFL sound I want to get to here at 4 o'clock.
Also, I want to ask you about, should NBA teams outside the playoff picture get a chance at the postseason? And I know it's a little complicated, but we can go through that as well. It's some pretty interesting stuff.
All right, big 4 o'clock hour, plus Wikipedia with actual contestants, man. We got phone
lines. What's the genre today?
It's Ian Fleming's birthday.
Oh, it's right, so James Bond.
James Bond. So if you don't know James Bond movies by title and who plays who, don't call in. Save it. Save it for tomorrow. Tomorrow, we not only have another edition of Wikipedia, we got Craig's Sports Test brought to you by the Boathouse in Naples Bay. We got stuff. So if you're not a buff on James Bond, sit this one out. But that's an hour from now. All that coming up, Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.